Confirmed. Mainstream news, major university research facilities and major viral publications, medical publications, scientific publications, that COVID-19 was made in a lab and that the pieces of it were patented in 2016 by Moderna, which was set up and prepared and ready for several years ahead of it with the one mission to deliver the deadly injection masquerading as a vaccine. Smoking gun of smoking guns.
Two life-changing, life-empowering products are now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun is the highest quality organic vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. It also has vitamin K, critical for your immune system, and so much more. It's 50% off, despite the fact it's going to sell out very, very quickly because everybody needs this. Old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. You need what's in Winter Sun. And then we have Brain Force Ultra, super fast acting, amazing, clean, nootropic system that is a complement to Brain Force Plus and, of course, Turbo Force. All three of these are different formulas, but all three of them take your mind and take your focus and clarity and alertness to the next level. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Thank you all for your support. If you haven't tried these products, you really need to because they are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
And this isn't just about this news. It's just unbelievable. And we already knew this and had almost all the pieces of it, but now we have the last ones that Moderna created COVID-19. And then they just reverse engineered it in the lab to have a cover story. And they released it. And of course, Moderna was created by Bill Gates and others just for this event. But they're using this war and they're using the inflation and all the other problems to tell us, oh, the COVID restrictions are over. And then we just forget about how we've just been soft killed or all the numbers, and governments from Europe to the UK to the US to Canada all announced last week, oh, we're going to make secret all the COVID numbers now. Because people are misusing it. Yeah, it shows the massive death. Just like Moderna and Pfizer and others went to courts and said, don't ever release any of our secret studies on this. And now they were forced to release some, and it's mass death. But they know the public has a short attention span. And so they want everyone to just now move on to Russia and what's happening there. That's coming up, last segment of this hour. I mean, it's a huge stack, but COVID spike protein contained DNA sequences patented by Moderna 3 years before pandemic began, scientists discovered. And it hit quite a bit of newspapers last 2 days, but got almost no coverage. Fresh lab leak fears a study finds genetic code in COVID spike protein linked to Moderna patent. And of course, Bill Gates and Fauci and the rest of them. Major German insurance company finds what U.S. insurance companies found, at least a 40% increase in death in the vaccinated. Unbelievable information coming up today. And of course, the Indians, 25 months ago, major Indian university that has a gene scanner, $2 billion machine, they scanned the damn thing and they said, this is 100% man-made, peace shuttle gene attached, HIV spike protein put on it. We can see that this is synthetically made. They didn't just splice viruses. They freaking made it. It's nanotech. And we have the head of Moderna bragging about it. We have the head of Pfizer bragging just a few weeks ago. Remember we played the clip? Oh, it is quite good. It's so wonderful. We actually made whole thing in lab. We not need to gain a function. We have machine make whole thing. We make COVID-19 to treat you. Yeah, it just so happened to match the one in the wild. These dudes all have like weird Transylvania accents. I mean, please save us. My God. Notice, as soon as the world woke up to COVID being made in a lab and that the vaccines aren't vaccines and don't protect you and make you sick, and as soon as there was demonstrations all over the world, suddenly they announced an end to all the restrictions. Would be coming in a few months, but in most areas, they're actually not getting rid of the restrictions. They're just telling you they're going away. So you think you've won the fight. And then when you turn your back, they stick the knife in. And that's why even I have dropped the ball. How could you not drop the ball with this huge historical war taking place? It's so sad. And didn't cover the last 2 days of COVID news. It is, again, I don't just say this to say, oh, today's the biggest news. It just keeps more and more coming out. It's like when you're reading an action-adventure novel and you're getting down to the last chapters, and it just gets, you know, more intense and all the threads come together. Well, this isn't a novel. This isn't a science fiction dystopic novel. This is the real world. And I got it right here. I mean, really, we should like have emergency broadcast for 24 hours over this. I should be running around the streets, waving it around. But instead, it's just, oh, it's just something else on the show. So I want everybody to really have that burn into your brains, including Alex Jones. To point at myself, you need to make a bigger deal out of this, Jones. You need to point this out. What is your problem? Because this is a lot more dead people that have died in Ukraine. Or potentially could even die. This is biological war carried out by global corporations and the UN to bring in a biomedical worldwide tyranny so they can collapse the world economy and have a digital noose around all our necks and control us for the rest of our miserable lives. So a lot of you tuned in are going to say, I've already read these articles. I've already heard this. I've already seen this, because the Indians, they get the credit, majored their top university of biogenetics, got the virus, scanned 6 different samples of it, and said, this is completely man-made. All the parts of it were made in a lab. They're all cut together. They're synthetic. And they explained how it was synthetic. It was no debate. They're saying it's 1 out of 3 billion chances that just one part of COVID-19 could not be made in a lab. When you put all the pieces together, it's basically impossible. And that's why they're on TV suddenly going, oh, yeah, I'm the CEO of Pfizer. I'm the CEO of Moderna. We just want to come on Bloomberg or come on CNBC and just tell you that we didn't ever need to do gain of function in that lab in China. We made it in a lab. And they didn't just make it later to test it. They did it in 2016, bigger than my hometown, Dallas. That ought to piss you off. I had friends die. My dad almost died. My mother says the sickest she's ever been after a flu shot almost killed her 30 years ago. Watch mom taking flu shots because she was on the UT master swim team and they told him to. It almost killed her. Sure retired her out of competitive sports. So that's the world we live in here, ladies and gentlemen. These people have killed my friends. They almost killed Rob Dew. I'm pissed. You know, I don't particularly like Vladimir Putin invading Ukraine, even though it's in their interest, because that brings me closer to nuclear war and my family dying. But if I'm mad at Vladimir Putin, I'm 1,000 times more pissed at Fauci and Bill Gates, because they on purpose started this, cooked it up, released it, and it came out a year and a half ago in the documents, in the emails, remember? That in November and December of 2019, months before they announced the virus is out there, they go, okay, here's the sequences that we've isolated here of this virus that's COVID-19. Get the vaccine makers ready, and they sent back to the vaccine makers what they wanted them to make in their labs artificially with the code, and then they can print out the viruses. And they did it. And so the Indians get the virus a few months later and go, this is man-made. What the hell is this? And we have the documents where Daszak approached the Pentagon in 2017 and said, we got a simulant of the spike protein virus. It's a COVID SARS virus that we can spray in the air in China. And the Pentagon said, you're going to start a war with China, you lunatic? Oh, no, no, it's tested on bats. It probably won't get any humans sick. So they can then frame and leverage the Pentagon. It's all about getting our governments to sign on to stuff, getting Trump to sign on, getting the military to sign on. So once it's out there, now Big Pharma can truly hold the government hostage. And you notice they didn't get that part of the plan done, but they did get over 100 governments, Brazil refused, reason we have the documents, where they signed secret agreements with FEMA and other emergency groups in other countries to sign over the national parks and military bases to Pfizer if there was ever a problem from the experimental shot, which they knew would have a problem. And now as this all comes out over the next few years and the country goes bankrupt from it, when Pfizer gets in trouble, they get the land and the military bases. I mean, think of the megalomania. We're not going to follow those agreements. You're all going to go to prison. You're all going to get punished. Or we can let them continue to kill us and do all this and run us to the ringer. So here's the articles. COVID spike protein contains DNA sequences patented by Moderna 3 years before pandemic began. Over 3 years. Scientists discover the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein contains a DNA sequence identical to a genetic code patented by pharmaceutical company Moderna 3 years before the COVID pandemic emerged, according to researchers. A study published in Frontiers of Virology by prestigious scientists, we'll click on that for folks who show it to TV viewers, on Monday by an international team of researchers found that SARS-CoV-2 fervent cleavage, we reported on this 2 years ago, site, FCS contains a tiny bit of genetic code identical to a part of gene patented by Moderna in 2016. Did you hear what we just said? It's not just man-made. We have the freaking patent. And it's impossible for that to occur naturally. And we have every angle of it. February 4th, 2016. And I'm sorry, I said billion from memory. I apologize. The researchers claim that since there is a 1 in 3 trillion chance of Moderna's patented sequence randomly appearing through natural evolutions, that the China virus might have mutated during experiments on human cells in a lab. Gee, think so? And then we already have them months before it's announced it's out saying, okay, here's what we tell the vaccine makers. This is what they make. This spike protein, this thing they own the patent to, they get money from, that then grows in your body as a prion crystal. So even though you don't have the whole virus, you now have the prion crystal from the vaccine or from the natural occurring, and then it just keeps coming back forever. Unless you do mitigating things that can get rid of it, we know, like glutathione, like lots of zinc, like lots of vitamin D3, ivermectin. Not just when you're sick, but after. I mean, let me tell you, after I had Delta, I ain't ever been the same. My dad was like Frankenstein for 3 months. Like he had Alzheimer's. He's back now. But this isn't a freaking game, people. And it grows in your body, and they hit us with one hell of a bioweapon. And that's just one article out of the stack here. I got a whole stack of insurance companies admitting everybody's dying, that they basically killed us. Now more insurance companies are confirming highest death rate since they've recorded from people taking the shot. I mean, they murdered us. They did it. They hit us with a bioweapon. And if you think they're stopped, if you think you're safe, you're not. Until they all go to prison and this all comes out, nobody on earth is safe. But instead, we're all talking about Putin and the Ukraine all day long. They'll be back with hour number two. Stay with us.
You are insane if you are not supplementing vitamin D3 and vitamin K in your life. That's not my opinion. If you look at the facts, you are crazy if you're not taking it at least several times a week, especially if you've got darker skin and aren't getting a bunch of sun. Just look into vitamin D3, and folks that have more melanin in their skin and the fact that that blocks the sun and then your body can't produce it naturally. The best place to get it is naturally from the sun. The second best place is by ingesting it. And the best way to do that is under the tongue into the blood vessels so it goes directly into the blood. And that's how you take winter sun, is sublingually under the tongue. Now, this is a high-end, organic, bioavailable vitamin D3. And then on top of it, it has a high-quality vitamin K because the two work in synergy, not just for your immune system, but every major function in the body. And when I forget sometimes to take it for a week, I feel it. I notice it. I religiously now henpeck my dad and call him every couple days and make sure he's taking it. I go over to his house every couple of weeks and check that the bottles are going down. And since he's been doing it for 6 months, it has been miraculous. He looks 10 years younger. Ladies and gentlemen, I am religiously now taking it every morning, a couple drops under the tongue. It's great for children. It's great for adults. It is extremely critical for older people and, again, folks with brown skin. If you've got brown skin or you've got dark brown skin, you better listen to me and research this, because the system isn't telling you why black folks out there are dropping dead in such massive numbers. But we are here talking about it. The number one issue is vitamin D3. You must have it to live. Wherever you get it, get your vitamin D. We have a high quality source back in stock, 50% off, Winter Sun, InfoWarsStore.com.